Jeremy Kahn here with you again for yet another Friday six-pack, as I like to do my picks over the weekend in the NFL. I get my concrete lock and also give you a few tidbits on college of some games that I like. Briefly, just to kind of recap last week, I did go 4-3. I call it a Friday six-pack, but I did give out Dallas on the air. Actually thought about using that as my lock in the beginning of the week, but I didn't want to jump ahead and just jump on the first game. Dallas did win outright. I lost my concrete lock. I sat here and said I thought Chris Johnson would have a big day. If a big day is 4 yards, then I was correct, but I was totally off on that. So 0-1 on my concrete lock, 4-3 in the NFL. And in college, I split 2-2. It looks like I just kissed my sister the whole weekend, as many ties as I had. But I'd like to throw out again some more college games for you on Friday night. I love UNLV's under 55 in that game. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than what most people think. Over the weekend, a couple more totals that I like. Marshall and Ohio, over 67. Numbers very high, but I think both teams put up some points, as Ohio loves to run that hurry-up pistol offense, and Marshall can put up points in a hurry as well. And to be honest with you, Marshall's defense is terrible. Penn State-Navy, that would be a game where you say, man, this is going to be ugly. What if we got another 16-6 game? I actually like the over here. I think Navy will be able to run the ball and put up points, and I think Penn State will finally be able to orchestrate some drives down the field and score on Navy's undersized defense. Three other games that I like, actually, as I'm throwing out a few here. Stanford plus 7.5. I think Stanford keeps it close to USC. USC's had some offensive line troubles. Stanford can maybe get some stops on third down, force some field goals instead of touchdowns. I think they keep it close. Have a shot in the end, but I don't believe they win the game, but I will take that 7.5. And Tennessee minus 3 against Florida. We've always heard the stories, especially regarding Peyton Manning, which obviously I know all about those. You can't spell Citrus Bowl without a U and a T. That came from Steve Spurrier. There's been a history here. Tennessee, if they want to get over the hump and prove that they're a top 25 team, no better place to do it against Florida. Florida's offense, to me, is very meek. It hasn't played up to par as you'd expect in years past when Urban Meyer was the head coach there. Still a pretty good defense, but I like Tennessee at home here. I think they get the job done. And lastly, here's one for you that just... it's kind of where I smell something. You know what I mean? Like, something doesn't smell right. Army plus 3 against Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois lost a heartbreaker to Iowa. Pretty good Big Ten school that opens up strong. Then you look at it in the next game, they blow out their opponent. Army was utterly destroyed at San Diego State, dominated. And if you look at the matchup in years past between Northern Illinois and Army, Northern Illinois has dominated it. I mean, it's totally one-sided. And then I go and look at the point spread. Army's plus 3. How is Northern Illinois only giving 3 to Army? Something doesn't make sense to me. This could be, I could be totally off base on this, but this is how I look at things. If after doing the research, I will take Army plus the 3 against Northern Illinois. Here you go. All right, NFL, Thursday night. I like the under in the Bears-Packers game. It's 51, and a slight lean towards the Packers. Can't imagine the Packers going 0-2 at home. I think they get the job done offensively. They're too much for the Bears, as the Colts would not be. I mean, you look at the Colts, they still need to progress. They struggled offensively and moving the football up and down the field. I don't think the Packers have the same problem with or without Greg Jennings. You look at Randall Cobb last week, had a huge game. I think he's another big impact player, and I think Jordy Nelson catches a touchdown or two. But I do believe it stays under the total, which is 51. You can still have a pretty high scoring game and have it go under the total 27-20, 27-21, whatever. You know, you can have that happen. I think people overvalue it. And from my understanding, I think there's going to be some rain tonight. As far as the weekend goes, I like Indianapolis against Minnesota. I will take them. Most people looking at both these teams, Jacksonville pushed Minnesota to the brink up in Minnesota when they had the chance. I think Jacksonville's one of the worst teams in the league. I think Andrew Luck has a coming out party against the Minnesota Vikings in his first home opener. The crowd will be behind him, have a lot of momentum there. I think Donald Brown has a big day. Reggie Wayne and Kobe Fleener with touchdown receptions, at least my opinion. So I will take the Indianapolis Colts. No, this isn't going to be popular in this town. I like Philadelphia. I think there's too much perception. I need to see the Ravens win on the road and do it consistently. That's something they struggled with last year with a very good team. I think it happens again. I think Philadelphia, Michael Vick makes one too many plays. Believe the game will be close. I'll take the Eagles minus the 1. I like Buffalo at home minus 3.5 against Kansas City. I believe Buffalo's going to get the job done as well. The Giants. Yep, that's right, the Giants. 10 days to get ready for this game. Embarrassed at home against the Cowboys. They must have a bounce back. I believe it happens against Tampa Bay, who some people are leaning towards. Spread's a little high. I've seen it at 8.5, 9. I think the Giants get it done by double digits. Monday Night Football, Denver under 51. You got Denver and Atlanta. Of course, everybody's going to look two teams high scoring. Manning's going to have some methodical drives. He ran a lot of no huddle on Sunday night against Pittsburgh. I don't expect that to happen a ton. They will run some no huddle because he has success with it. But I believe both teams will establish their run game, and it will go under the total of 51. Too high scoring. Everybody's expecting a shootout. Look, not always right on these things. That's obvious, but I still believe on a Monday night game, most people love to bet the favorites and the over. You'll see me take some underdogs. Actually, a lot of people leaning towards Denver in this game over Atlanta after Atlanta just totally torched Kansas City in week one. So, I'd have a slight lean towards Atlanta, but I really like Denver-Atlanta under 51. And my concrete lock of the week, I debated back and forth. I almost made it Philadelphia against the Ravens. Didn't want to do that to myself. I'm taking Carolina against New Orleans. Give me the Panthers plus the one at home. They're going to beat New Orleans outright. I said at the beginning of the year, I thought New Orleans would still have a magnificent offense, but I think their defense is going to struggle throughout the course of the season with or without those players. I think the players that were on that team were designed not for a Steve Spagnuolo defense. They were designed to attack, and Spagnuolo will find a way to make this work throughout the course of the season. But early on, I will fade the New Orleans Saints and everybody jumping on board. Carolina looked bad last week. Cam Newton has a field day this week. Give me Carolina as my concrete lock of the week. Hope you enjoy, and we'll see you next week.